1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
Brought to you by the Marcus Majestic Parking Lot Cinema. For a unique double feature drive-in experience, check out this week's movie selections at marcustheaters.com/parkinglotcinema.
Now a first-generation sports analyst? Yeah. Analyst.
Yeah, you're not
That's what we're going with that.
You're not in anybody's footsteps. Your dad didn't do this.
Tim Murray.
I did not follow in Papa Murray's footsteps of being an architect.
Yeah, you'd be at a drafting board right now. Like Mike Brady.
Do you know your way around a T-square? Did he ever show you? Here, son, this is what I do.
We didn't do anything that my dad did. Well,
no.
That's not true.
Did he have a home office?
I am a big Notre Dame fan because of him,
yeah.
So I guess that's what I took from him.
He's Notre Dame educated, correct?
Right, he's a smart person. I'm just the dummy who likes their football.
Come on now.
No, he didn't do much at home. He did all his work. I mean, yeah, it'd be from time to time.
He didn't come home with a tube full of blueprints.
Boy, I've been working on the Penske blueprint.
You guys did.
He actually was an interior guy, so the majority of his work was he found a niche. I don't know, midway through his career of designing law firms, that was his thing. He
office.
Yeah, he created it.
Lavatory
conference
room. I don't know. He talked. Yeah, he
coffee.
Talked, saving people money on what to build, the essentials, all that stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Designing law offices.
Yep, that was his thing.
Screw that up. You get sued.
Right.
I do remember. So it was, I want to say, because in this business, in our business, all the internships are unpaid. So everything that I did throughout college to better myself, to become a broadcaster was
to get
unpaid.
Ready for this.
Yeah, to get ready to for the big break of my career to talk to you guys in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
So what I did was, because my dad was, working for this architectural firm, he was able to get me the old internship. So we went, it was like, orientation for the interns. And everyone's
How many interns did this law office have? Or were you working for the architectural firm?
No, my dad designed law firms for the architectural firm.
Okay.
And, they're going around. I'm an architectural major at Virginia Tech. I'm at RIT. And I'm like, my dad works here. And I just sat back down. I just filed and did. I didn't want to pretend like I was some hotshot. I was like, I know where my bread is buttered. I get my $12 an hour.
I was
going to
say, but it's a paid internship,
so it's
okay. All right.
I think the best day there, because all the people that worked, in the group that my dad worked in would try to find things for me to do, And I think the best,
can you find something for
the best day was like, old Fred needs to move office spaces. I'm like, on it. I'll lug some stuff around.
Yeah.
Was it a lot of books or was there shelves?
It was files and all that stuff. And they were like, wow, Tim was very helpful today. I was like, yeah, because I was doing physical labor, not trying to do anything with my mind in architecture.
That's one day at the firm. What'd you do with the rest of them?
Well, I usually showed up like 30 minutes late. I would make sure to get a bagel and a V8 juice before getting to work.
Wait a minute. Did they have those in the conference room? I've watched L.A. Law plenty of times, and they always had a nice spread at the morning meeting of all the lawyers.
Once again, he didn't work at a law firm. He worked for an architectural firm that his niche was designing law firms.
And they didn't have
plates of bagels
when you showed up in the morning?
Very rarely.
Okay.
Yeah. But that was a great summer. Summer of and then I would
There's not a big plate of bagels here every morning either.
No.
Just
But
when I used to work when I worked for the radio station in DC where Tony Kornheiser had his show, he would always he'd let the littles eat. He'd give out after he was done with his bagels, he would drop the bagel.
Wait, he got a special.
This show is full of times where someone stops down and badmouths some product like a bagel, and I haven't done that yet. I've never really liked bagels.
They're too
dense.
It's a good delivery service
for
cream cheese.
Yeah, that's about all it is.
It's fine. I have no problem with the bagel.
Too heavy. Too carby.
Okay. English muffin?
Rather have an English muffin than a bagel.
Yeah, I would think
piece of bread even.
Yeah. Are you a jam in the nooks there? Are you a butter guy or just raw?
On the English muffin?
Yeah.
Oh, you can't eat it raw.
Why not?
Oh, it's
just a dry English muffin?
Sure, why not?
No.
No, no.
That's what I would prefer putting a jam in there.
They lock people up who do that, Tim. You're held for...
I'm not a big butter person.
That's a 51-50. That's a 72-hour psych evaluation.
You got to have the melted butter, and it softens everything up.
I'm a big cream cheese guy. I love cream cheese.
Okay.
Slather that on a bagel.
Do you like the fruity cream cheese, or do you like the kind with chives?
Chives is solid.
Okay. Straight cream cheese.
Do you like when they get off into the honey nut flavors of cream cheese and all the berry things?
Getting a little crazy.
Those always come in the tubs.
I do like, there's a bagel shop because I live in Maryland. We have an Old Bay bagel at my bagel store. Oh, it's delicious.
Really?
So good.
Boy, I'm just not a bagel fan.
Salty?
I don't like salt bagels.
No, but I mean bagel.
Have you had Old Bay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've soaked things in it. I've never just eaten a spoonful of Old Bay. You know, out of that container.
Well, they even made a beer, summer beer that had Old Bay ting to it.
Yeah, I only use it in brines. I've never, you know, like if I'm going to smoke something like a bird, then
here's your second show, and it could be a cooking show, Bob and Brine.
Ooh.
You can just get rid of me and do the soaking and the cooking.
Brian, with all these great ideas, you better trademark these things, or you could have what's happening to the Redskins right now.
What's happening to the Redskins now?
Oh, I told that story last week when the name changed, and I was listening to, I think it was Darren Revell, talk about how usually when teams change their name, they do it very quietly, and they start just filing trademarks way in advance.
Who's the last team that did that?
The
Texans? Tennessee.
Tennessee. Yeah, from Oilers to Texans.
Whoever it may be. The Thunder changed their name however long ago. Or even minor league teams have done it, but no one. But now, because this has been so quickly done, there's a dude, some lawyer, who has filed trademarks for all the rumors out there. I think he's filed a trademark for the Red Wolves, the Red Tails, the Warriors. It's kind of funny.
Is he going to make out on that deal?
I don't know.
Is he going to cover all the possibilities? This isn't like
having
to buy.
Does it cost any money? No, let me ask. I have no idea. Does it cost money to just file a trademark, or is it free?
I'm sure you have to. There's a check that goes along with a filing fee involved there. But, you know, this is the sort of thing, and lawyers take a beating on a good day, right?
Sure.
So when this guy steps up and trademarks all these, goes, no, I'll sell it to you for $10 million. I've got the trademark. All right, fine. We'll see you in court. This is the kind of thing that gives lawyers bad names, isn't it?
Yeah, but you're going against Dan Snyder, so I don't know who the bad guy is in this one. You know.
Once again, they could all be bad guys.
That's true.
What if Dan Snyder goes, fine, I'm not going to use any of those. We'll be the Huskies. Huskies.
What if they went soccer style?
And then then he'd have to fight it out with the
University of Washington,
Well, there's only, to my knowledge, there's only one Red Wolves out there, and it's it's Arkansas State. So I think you might be all right. But what if they just went Washington FC, Washington Football Club? Keep it burgundy and gold and just embrace the...
Because that's not American. We here in America like a city.
We like nicknames.
And then a nickname.
I said
it
last week.
That's the way we do it.
Okay, fine.
I said it last week, and I said it. I was doing some fill-in work last week on some radio shows. And I was like, I kind of think nicknames are dumb.
Really?
Like, I cheer for the baseball team and the hockey team and the basketball team because of where they're located. You think Charger fans in San Diego are like, damn, our team left. But you know what? They kept that Charger name, so... I'm still good. Let's go at Los Angeles Chargers.
No, I think people cheer for a team mostly because of that's the one in the local area.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But
I'm not saying that. I mean, look, there are meaningful nicknames out there. There's no doubt. But to
Packers is a meaningful nickname.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, but I really don't like it. I think it's kind of stupid. I think all those industrial names like Oilers and Packers and
Steelers
are kind of dopey, but.
But I, to me, and I could be wrong, maybe this is a hot take, but I think people are more fascinated and enamored by the city that your team is from and the colors. Like, I was texting with a buddy who was super upset that the Redskin name was changing, and I understood it because he grew up with it and he has memories, and you know, his father passed away at a young age and he had memories of going to games with him. I'm like, I totally get that.
Oh, they haven't banned the memories. They're just getting rid of the name. You still get to keep your memories.
You still get to keep those, right. If you still can get the NFL films of old Redskin games.
I wonder how the NFL is going to handle that when it comes to, you know, the highlight, all the old packages that they put together.
You got to keep it. You got to keep it. Really, it's part of history.
Just say what it was at the time.
I'm telling you. I just feel like we don't really run Redskin.
I mean, they won.
Redskin
packages here. For the past 30 years, I don't think you'll be really showing many highlights of the Redskins. But
every team has its highlight film for the year.
But the NFL Network in downtime doesn't need to pop in the film of the 97 Redskins season because they sucked.
We talked about the Down East Wood Ducks a little yesterday.
Yeah, we did. The
animals are way underused as mascots.
And
there's
so
many to pick from.
Well, I think I was talking about this with Rock. You really can't go wrong. If you pick an animal, it's not going to offend anybody.
You just amp it up with some big muscles and stuff. You don't think you'll make you'll make somebody mad?
No, not mad, but you got to be careful. What does duck rhyme with? You can't. Come on. You got to think about that.
Gives the headline writers all kinds of opportunities.
Yeah, what the duck?